Item six, Robert Schuster. Morning, Justin.
Good morning, Commissioner Travis, and members of the commission.
This is the Osprey pole.
Yes, sir. Mr. Robert Schuster is requesting authorization to attach a 6-foot by 12-foot floating dock to his existing private pier and retain an unauthorized Osprey pole and platform installed approximately 40 feet southwest of his pier, adjacent to his property situated along the western branch of Lynn Haven and Virginia Beach. Start off with a vicinity map. We're towards the head end of the western branch of the Lynn Haven in the Pembroke Meadows subdivision area. The property is denoted by the red balloon seen here. This is an aerial shot of the pier and the property. Again, the red balloon. This is the Upland residence. This is the private pier. The permit for a pier expansion was granted to the Schusters in 2009. And in 2012, our compliance officer inspected the pier and found the unauthorized Osprey pole. It's approximately in the location of this red dot right here. Staff then immediately met with the Schusters, and according to the Schusters, an osprey was making a nest on the boat in this southernmost boat lift. They contacted the City of Virginia Beach and then eventually the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries about what to do with the nest and should they move it. The Game Department, according to Mr. and Mrs. Schuster, actually provided instructions on how to move or relocate the nest, and then provided installation instructions for the pole. Given the instructions, the specific instructions from the Game Department, the Schusters assumed they didn't need any additional permits. After our meeting, rather than choosing to remove the pole and apply with a new joint permit application, Mr. and Mrs. Schuster chose to seek approval through the submittal of an after-the-fact joint permit application. And these are the application drawings. This is their vicinity map. This is their plan view drawing. This is actually the pier here. This was the expansion in 2009. Here's the Osprey pole to the south of the existing lift. And in this application, they also requested the installation of a 6-foot by 12-foot floating dock, which is shown here on the landward side of the pier. Staff immediately subjected their after-the-fact request to our standard public interest review. No public comments were received. The adjoining property owners actually signed the acknowledgement forms with no objections. The Corps of Engineers issued their regional permit 17. Coast Guard had no objections to the proposal. And the City of Virginia Beach Waterfront Operations Division approved the project. And one of their basic criteria is that any pole or structure installed close in the proximity to a city channel, which the City of Virginia Beach Western Branch channel is permitted and marked in this location, the structure itself would have to remain 25 feet from that edge of the 50-foot wide channel, and the pole does meet that setback. And just a couple of ground shots of the pole. And that leads us right into the summary. The Schusters have been very cooperative throughout this investigation and application process. And had staff received an application prior to the actual installation of the pole, we would have issued an administrative permit for both the pole and the floating dock. Accordingly, staff recommends approval with a triple permit fee of $75, as is standard for such after-the-fact requests. And given the circumstances of this case, specifically the apparent instructions given by the Game Department, staff is of the opinion that a civil charge is not warranted. That's the end, and if you have any questions.
Any questions for Justin? Seeing none, are the Schusters here or represented?
Mr. and Mrs. Schuster are here.
Okay. Wish to be heard?
No, sir. I mean, like you said, it's factual.
Okay. Any questions for the Schusters? No? Anyone here in opposition to the application? Now, y'all being pretty easy on us today.
Yeah.
What's the pleasure of the commission?
Move to approve.
Mr. Robbins.
Move approval.
Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Any comments on the motion?
The only thing I'd say, that's actually where I crab, and that pole causes no problems at all.
Was there actually a nest on your boat that you had to move?
Yes, sir.
We had to take pictures to make sure there was some eggs in the nest. And
you all need to use that boat more often.
We're waiting for it to be dredged that day.
Okay.
It is very shallow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One other point, Commissioner. We have spoken with the Game Department.
That was going to be my next question.
About including some caveat or condition with their instructions.
There's actual a written document that they provide to the public on how to...
Actually, I think they have a guide of how to build it and install
it.
So I actually had a different meeting yesterday and talked with a game representative. And so we're hopefully we'll get coordinated and everyone will know to contact us as well.
Good move. We still have the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Permit is issued. Thank you for coming.